بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، وما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية، جنتان عن يمين وشمال، كلوا من رزق ربكم واشكروا له، بلدة طيبة ورب غفور. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, before we commence with the brief summary of one or two ayat that we heard in tonight's Taraweeh, we will just learn one quick dua. At the time of thunder, when we hear thunder, then there's a dua which is masnoon sunnat to recite. Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik wa la tuhlikna bi adabik wa afina qabla dhalik. We recited Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik wa la tuhlikna bi adabik wa afina qabla dhalik. Simple dua which means, O Allah, do not kill us with your wrath and anger. O Allah, do not destroy us with your azab and punishment. This thunder that's coming, and the lightning, and the rains, the wind must not be a cause of our destruction. وَعَافِنَا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. And give us safety and protection before all that. So it's a masnoon dua to be recited. Even when it should be very heavy winds, hurricane, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rush and hasten to the masjid. Any matter like this, when the weather would change, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become concerned. So this is sunnat. We should learn these du'as. And of course, there's a janazah salah also tonight in this masjid. In our time, inshallah, Allah grant the marhum Jannatul Firdaus. He's very fortunate to pass away in the month of Ramadan. I read in some kitab some time ago, the person who passes away on a Friday, and a person passes away in the month of Ramadan, he is safe from any type of azab of qabr. So Allah Ta'ala is protecting the person from azab of qabr, with high hopes, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah also, the person is safe and protected, inshallah. In the verses that we recited, now, we have heard this many times, even in this masjid and for myself also. But I think it is important just to refresh in ourselves. It's such a beautiful lesson. Quran Sharif repeats so many qissas, so many examples, and we recite Quran again and again. But the maqsad and the object is for us to take a lesson. It's not just we hear a story once and that's end of the story, and we're looking for new and new stories in our life. These are lessons. There's hidayat, there's guidance in it. And this is the story of the people of Saba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them tremendously with great boons and favors. Allah says, Jannatani ayyamini wa shimal. On either side of the town, they had beautiful, huge gardens. All types of fruit and vegetable. And a beautiful, fragrant smell. Ulama and Mufassirin write, there was so much of fruit in those gardens that a woman would come and enter the town or the garden with an empty basket on her head, without even having to pluck any fruit. Just by her mere walking through this orchard, by the time she reaches the end, her basket is full. Allah Himself mentions, بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ. It was a very fresh, very beautiful city. It was so fresh that if any traveler who was coming from outside, if he had any type of insect or any lice on his body, the moment he will enter the city, the freshness of the air of the city will immediately kill this insect. Allah had given him all types of delicious food, very sweet, very tasty. So Allah talks about baldatun tayyiba, this beautiful city, and rabbun ghafoor, a rabb who is all forgiving. So we make mistakes, we make errors. Allah has given us so many bounties and favors and so many ni'mats, but all of us are weak. And we tend to forget these bounties, and I've been mentioning about shukr the past few nights. I think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is driving and focusing our attention to the fact that we need, especially in this country, to make, as we say, lakh shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us such comfort. For a few seconds, a few minutes, the light went off, already we become restless and parishan. There's so many countries in the world, it's African countries. There's no lights. There's no electricity. There's no fan. There's no aircon. They don't even have aircons. They battle to make their food hot and to get hot water. Allah has given us every single ni'mat. We go home, just open the tap, water is running. If you're feeling cold, you put on the heater. You've got hot water. Every type of ni'mat. So what happens when you're given so many type of bounties? A person forgets that who is giving him all his bounties. And he forgets to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned the other day, by means of his tongue and also by means of his actions. So there was the rain that used to come, would come on the mountain tops and flow into the city. But the floods would destroy the city, therefore they used to erect dams. And it so happened that now this dam used to get filled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had warned them that they should make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people were so ungrateful. They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't want all this sweet, delicious fruit. We want something else. Just like Bani Israel were given man and salwa from the heavens. No effort, no working, no slogging. And every single day the food is ready, fresh for them. But they ask for vegetables. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets naraz. And the journeys from point A to point B, Allah made it so short, and en route they would have enough stations where they could rest, like how we have motels and these places of rest. So these people, they said, no. Ba'id baina asfarina. Allah, we want long journeys. Make these journeys longer. وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ They had wronged themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was making their journey shorter. And they are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, we want long and tedious journeys. So Allah Rabbul Izzat now began to fill this dam, and the wall of the dam became very weak. Allah had sent down moles and rats to eat up the foundation of these walls. So when they saw this, they thought they were very clever. So they brought cats to eat up these rats. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that these rats were so fierce, according to some mufassirin, that the cats ran away. And it so happened this wall collapsed. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ The word مَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ is a very strong, powerful word in Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we tore them into pieces. Completely destroyed. Therefore Allah says for the people of Saba, the people who came after them, there is a sign, a glaring sign, for them to see how Allah destroyed them. Why? When they were ungrateful. As I mentioned so many times already, Allah never punishes us for no reason. Allah gives us chances and chances and chances, and Allah overlooks, and Allah tolerates, and Allah forgives. Until when we become obstinate, and we become stubborn, and we openly violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make such nashukri, we become so ungrateful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become naraz. And then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes. Ulama have mentioned that when a person does not make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he makes nashukri of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there'll be the result of this ma'asiyat. The result of this sin is such that he will find that his rosy becomes tight, narrowed. There'll be dhiq in his ma'ishat. He'll find things, problems all the time in his business. Not realizing why? He had not made shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our elderly ones are still here, and they will also say the same thing, that there was one zamana when people should eat at home, and immediately after eating, Everybody would say shukar alhamdulillah. Everybody would make shukar. Now there's no bismillah when we start to eat. There's no shukar when you finish eat. We are complaining about the food all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wishes, He can snatch away this ni'mat anytime He wishes. Anytime He wishes. Allah protect us. Always ask Allah for afiyah, protection from all these things. Allah must not make salb of this ni'mat. Allah must not snatch away any ni'mat of His. And then, ulama say there'll be wahan fil ibadah. When a person does not make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll find himself being very weak in his ibadat. He won't be enjoying his ibadat. He won't be enjoying his salat and whatever other ibadat we have. So these are the results when a person makes na shukri of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He won't get any lazzat and pleasure in life. He'll find himself in difficulty. At-ta'asur fil lazza. Find himself always in problems and musibat and difficulties. Of course, there are other reasons for it also. But the main reason is when a person does not make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this tonight we recited Surah Sabah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions briefly this town, how Allah ta'ala had given it such ni'mats, but it turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat. Allah changed that same sweet fruit into bitter fruit, thorny fruit. Absolutely bitter. And Allah had destroyed them. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah protect us all the time. May Allah make us realize at least one lesson in Ramadan, one lesson. So many lessons we have learned, we will be learning inshallah. But let us try and inculcate this one lesson that we have got now, is let me make genuine, true, sincere shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mat Allah has given me. And therefore we mention one dua, we have the Sunday program after Fajr. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik fa minka wahdaka la sharika lak. What it means, oh Allah, I have rose up this morning and whatever ni'mat I have got, whatever ni'mat the rest of the makhluk has got, it is only from You. You are the giver of this ni'mat. Nobody else. And this is what Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah mentioned, ihsas of shukr. We don't deserve these ni'mats. Despite that, Allah is still giving me this ni'mat. That's the first thing we're supposed to do. We have ihsas. And understand and recognize that this ni'mat is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at least this lesson for Ramadan. And of course, more and more we will learn and try and inculcate. But this basic lesson of shukr for the rest of our lives, never ever complain. Never complain. If the food is not to our liking, make sabr. Allah says, "Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li kulli sabarin shakur." In all the signs of sabah and how they were destroyed, they are signs for those people who make a lot of sabr. Sabr in ibadat, sabr on musibat, sabr on staying away from evil. A person who is now turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two roads, either the road of sabr or the road of shukr. When we always make dua, Allah, we are so weak, take us, make us reach You. So the road of shukr. Sabr, we will get tested and we are so weak. So Allah, make us reach You through the road of shukr. There's the hadith, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How wonderful, how beautiful is the affair of a believer. Why? All his condition is good for him. All his conditions are good for him. If prosperity comes to him, happiness, comfort, he makes shukr, and for shukr he'll get rewarded. If some musibat comes to him, he makes sabr and he'll get rewarded for sabr. So either shukr or sabr. Shukr or sabr. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin li kulli sabarin shakur. Those who make a lot of sabr, those who make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says they are signs for such people. Because they have got the focus and purpose, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.